Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today. These are your Comic Talk headlines for June 14th, 2019, and I am Dustin. It's going to be a little bit of a quicker episode today, guys, but let's just jump right into the news. And in TV news, we have a really interesting spinoff announcement. For those of you old enough to remember, there was a show on MTV back forever ago, as in ended in 2002, there was a show called Daria, which itself was a spinoff from Beavis and Butthead. Well, now MTV has just announced that they're going to be doing a spinoff from Daria called Jody. Tracy Ellis Ross has signed back on to be the voice of the titular character, and the show is actually currently very much actively in production. Next, we got our first trailer from Epix for the Pennyworth series, the next pre-Batman show that is going to be on television, and this one actually looks a little more interesting. Judging from this trailer, we are going to get a lot of the Earth One storyline in a very different light, but still seems to be borrowing very, very heavily from that story. And our last update this episode for TV news has to do with Netflix, because usually everything has something to do with Netflix at this point, doesn't it? This time, the minds behind the Fast and Furious franchise have announced that they're going to be teaming up with Netflix for an animated series called Spy Racers. There are some stills out floating about on the internets, so you can go find those. It sounds like the main storyline is going to revolve around Vin Diesel's character's younger cousin that we have yet to actually meet in the movies, though I would imagine if this animated series does at least halfway decent, we will eventually meet this character in the movies proper. Now, let's talk about movie news. And first thing for movie news has to do with A Quiet Place 2. A lot of speculation has been going around with what exactly is going to be in this movie. Where is the narrative going to take us? Well, Brian Tyree Henry, one of the actors in the movie, told IndieWire during an interview that we're going to be getting some history behind the very mysterious monsters that we met in the first movie. So at least some of our questions about the history of this world that John Krasinski has created will be answered with this second movie, hopefully leading into a third movie if this one does well. And then our last bit of movie news, like I said, it's going to be short this episode, but our last bit of movie news has to do with the Batman movie. And Macaulay Culkin took to his social media recently to debunk any rumors that he was going to be playing the Joker in this new Matt Reeves adaptation. In other news, Macaulay Culkin was rumored to be the Joker in the Batman? Weird. Bonus piece for the Nerdy Legion, guys. I just saw this. It's a comic book update. I know I generally leave the comic book discussion to Martin and the others on the channel, but I just had to bring this up because I saw it in the announcements, and it's very interesting to me. In Tom King's Batman Catwoman book, apparently he's going to bring back the Phantasm. That's right. The Phantasm, a character we've honestly only seen in the comics, I think once or twice before, and obviously there's the movie. No word yet as to if this is actually going to be the same Phantasm we've seen in the past, Andrea Beaumont, or if this is going to be a new iteration of the character. That has not been made clear. We just have the announcement and some cover art showing the Phantasm in the Batcat series. So I might start reading Tom King's writing again, because that intrigues the hell out of me. And that's the end of this episode. Like I said, real quick one. Thank you guys once again for joining me. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus much more nerd-oriented content, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you again, nerds, and we will see you next time.